Echo and Harper Audio present What I Lived For, a novel by Joyce Carol Oates, performed by Charlie Thurston. He rests. He has traveled. James Joyce, Ulysses. Prologue. December 24th, 1959 to December 27th. 1959. 1. God erupted in thunder and shattering glass. God was deafening, out of the winter sky heavy with storm clouds above Lake Erie. God was 6 staccato bursts of fire, and glass flying like crazy laughter, and the skidding of a car's tires as a car accelerated rapidly going eastward on Schuyler. God struck so swiftly, and without warning, no mercy, in the lightly falling, powdery, glinting snow of Christmas Eve. In fact, it was just dusk of Christmas Eve. The brief day, overcast like ashes, was darkening early at 4:20 p.m. Timothy Patrick Corcoran, hanging an evergreen wreath to the front door of the residence at 8 Schuyler Place, his back to the narrow street, caught the first of the bullets in the lower back, and the second shattered several vertebrae and ripped through his lungs, and the third went wild, and the fourth struck the nape of his neck and lodged in the base of his skull. And by this time, pop-eyed in the astonishment of death, he was falling, yanking the heavy wreath with him to the fan-shaped stoop that began to glisten immediately with his blood. He was coughing blood, choking in blood. The wreath, too, would be soaked in blood. A massive, heavy, ornamental wreath, purchased just that afternoon, rich and pungent-smelling. A beautiful wreath for the beautiful new house at 8 Schuyler Place, 30 inches across, with sprigs of berries so shinily red they might have been synthetic berries, and a gaudy red satin bow so shinily red it might have been plastic. A wire from the wreath, dislodged by the weight of the dying man, would catch him in the left cheek, piercing the skin. When he was lifted and turned, the wreath would lift partway with him before falling back. Timothy Patrick Corcoran, 36 years old, 6 feet 2 inches tall and 212 pounds, was a large, muscular man, a man impatient with physical incompetence, and he fell heavily and without grace, clawing first at the door against which the sledgehammer blows of the bullets had thrown him, and then at the wreath, and at his chest, which had exploded in a pain beyond pain, collapsing. His left leg beneath him, onto the concrete stoop he'd shoveled clear of icy snow that morning, and which was covered now in a thin coating of fresh, powdery snow. The third, fifth, and sixth bullet struck the door, breaking the leaded glass window that curved like a rising sun, lodging in a wall of the foyer inside, and in the thick oak wood of the door itself. There was height to this door, and conspicuous pride. It boasted, beside the leaded glass window, an oversized wrought iron knocker in the shape of an American eagle, and a brass doorknob bright as if illuminated from within. The door, too, would be splashed with Timothy Patrick Corcoran's blood, the vivid brass doorknob smeared with it. As if the dying man, in a final spasm of his fierce and inviolable will, had seized the doorknob, meaning to open the door and re-enter his house. His house, though he had not built it, only renovated it. 8 Schuyler Place, the new Corcoran house. Always in family legend, and in the speech of those who knew the Corcorans, it would be the new house in Maiden Vale where Timothy Patrick Corcoran died on the eve of the first Christmas he would have spent in the house. God striking the man down on his very doorstep, in a section of Union City where you would not expect God to interfere with the affairs of men at all. Timothy Patrick Corcoran had brought his wife Teresa and his 11-year-old son Jerome to live at 8 Schuyler Place in January 1959. Their old house was 1191 Barrow Street in Irish Hill, in southwest Union City.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?